Girl Talk.
Girl Talk lines always open on the hashtag BK Show 13, 12, 16. We've got a bit of a different spin on Girl Talk this morning. We're joined by an expert. Her name is Dr. Fiona Jade from ARC Women's Wellness to shed a bit of light on toxic shock syndrome. Now, you might have heard this story floating around late last week about an LA model by the name of Lauren Wasser, who is now suing a tampon company after she almost died and had a leg amputated after suffering from TSS, i.e. toxic shock syndrome.
Now, this is the one that women are warned about with tampons, basically.
Yeah, don't leave them in too long because it can eventually lead to a blood infection that can actually cause death. It is really full on. Dr. Fiona Jade, is this actually serious? Is this something that we as women need to be really concerned about?
Look, I think when you hear a story like that, it is scary because, you know, most women use tampons with their period. And the thing we have to remember is that it's actually a very, very rare occurrence. So toxic shock syndrome is really related to an infection which gets into the blood. It's not so much from the bacteria itself, but it's from a toxin, a poison produced by the bacteria.
Right. Can you actually sleep with a tampon in? Can you go to bed wearing one? Because this might be a bit full on for people, but I've never thought that that was ever an issue. So I've always done that and never been really warned against it. Is that something as females that we shouldn't be doing?
Look, the current advice is not to leave a tampon in for more than 8 hours. There was an epidemic of toxic shock syndrome in the 1980s, and that's when there were super absorbent tampons on the market. So the idea is to use the type of absorbency for your particular flow. So if you're having a light flow, you use a small tampon or mini tampon. The heavier your flow, you go up in the size of absorbency, but using the least amount of absorbency that you need for your flow. So if you go to bed with a super absorbent tampon in, that increases your risk for wee bit. Bearing in mind, it's still a very, very rare condition. Yeah. Current advice is use it for less than 8 hours, and overnight, consider using a pad rather than a tampon.
Fiona, do you think there should be more detailed warning on tampon boxes? This particular case that we are talking about this morning with Lauren Wasser is now suing that this particular tampon company because she felt as though the warning and the little leaflet inside the box should have been more detailed and should have provided, I don't know, more of a warning for women. Do you think that is the case as well?
Look, I haven't seen the product detail on those tampon boxes, but I think most tampon boxes now will say to use between 4 to 8 hours. I guess the difficulty is you go to bed to sleep and you're never quite sure when how long you're going to sleep that night. But, you know, the reality is I think the warnings are generally there. It's whether we actually read all of them every time we open the product.
Dr. Fiona Jade from ARC Women's Wellness, thank you so much for joining us and to talk really openly and honestly about something that can typically be a bit of a taboo topic, considering half the bloody population is dealing with this on a monthly basis.
And look, from a dude's perspective, if there's any guys this morning thinking, oh, this is a bit edgy for breakfast radio, I'm feeling a bit squirmish, too bad. Half of the population in this country has to deal with this, and this is a real serious concern, and I think it's so important that we've talked about this morning. So, Dr. Fiona, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
The Byron and Christie Show on CFM.
See traffic.